Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you'll go there, you can find the body of work that Leslie Grossman has deposited with us over the years. She's the co-founder of the Women's Leadership Exchange, the author of Selfsation, How Companies Can Capture Today's Hottest Market, and she's deposited some outstanding wisdom with us that you can find there in the suite that we created just for her. And of course, there are about 2,000 other suites there for with all of our other Brain Trust members and all the other things there, including our poll question, which we ask a different one every week. We want to know what you think. Check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Leslie, thanks for hanging out with us. Again, the website is womensleadershipexchange.com. Is that right?
That's right.
What about in the previous segment, you told us that the women you polled were pretty darn optimistic about the economy. What else do you know about women in the marketplace these days?
Yeah, well, that part was good news. But I'm concerned about certain things with women, and especially what they're showing on TV these days.
Uh-huh.
You ever watch that show, Celebrity Apprentice?
No, I don't watch reality shows. I have enough.
Fascinating.
Hey, Leslie. Leslie, I have enough real reality in my life. I don't need to watch it manufactured on television.
I hear you. I find it fascinating because it's about kind of an entrepreneurial thing, you know? They put these people together, they form a team, and they have to do a project. They have to create a business, a quick business.
Right.
You know, so they've got the men's team and the women's team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the women's team that concerns me.
Why is that?
Because what goes on that women's team is this competitiveness, this bullying, this kind of meanness.
Among the
to
women?
Each other.
Among the women?
Among the women.
Why do women do that to each other?
I mean, this is what bothers me. I mean, I know it's not happening the way it used to happen. Women are collaborating more, and we talked in the last period about collaboration is one of the key leadership principles.
Well, and it's also something that women do better than men.
What's that?
Collaborating.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. And I think it is true to some extent. But on this show, they show women in the exact opposite way.
Hmm.
And it's a bad example.
But here's the thing. This is why I don't watch these shows, Leslie, because I promise you that's contrived. Now we all know that women among women have their issues. We all know that. I mean, that's something that women deal with. Women complain about that to me all the time. But we also know that those programs are contrived because otherwise, if the women were getting along, no one would watch.
Well, that's very true, and that's why I think it's so important that your listeners and other people out there realize that. Because the way women are portrayed here is that they're at each other and they don't collaborate. They say nasty things about each
mm-hmm.
other. And whereas the men, for the most part, they have figured out a way to work well together.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't show that of the men. So it is a concern that women realize, and all you women business owners and leaders that are out there listening, know how important it is that we support each other, and especially we need to do it all the time, but in these tough times, we need to be looking for new ways to work together, to form alliances, to figure out how to support each other, because
mm-hmm.
we can make all of our businesses stronger by working together.
Well, no question about it. But I do think, though, that what you didn't like about that, there is some truth to that in reality, in the real world. I mean, the women experts who've been on my show have said women do need to work on that more. They need to work on more on being supportive. Even though you collaborate more, there is this thing where women give each other a harder time than maybe they should.
Yes, and I think it comes from us women being hard on ourselves often, because often women try to be perfect about everything.
Yeah.
Instead of just going and getting the job done, which is men do not seem to. In general, of course, we're generalizing here, don't seem to be as insane about perfection. They just go for the, do the job, they get it
right.
done. Sometimes there are mistakes made, but that's okay. Mistakes get made.
Do you think men sweat the small stuff a little bit less, maybe?
Yes, I do. Don't you?
Yeah, and don't you think that's part of the problem for women, that they should let things go a little bit more? There's one other thing that I've often mentioned that a lot of people don't think about. Chivalry is alive and well, and it's not about a man putting a coat down on a puddle for a woman. There's chivalry among men, and that's something women, if women watch that among men, women would do well to try to emulate a little bit of chivalry among themselves. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, from the most basic thing, I pay attention as I go in and out of doors going to the train. Who holds the door for you so it doesn't slam in your face?
Well, when I say chivalry, I'm talking about a basic fundamental level of respect.
And I think it starts even with the most basic things.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And a lot of it also is even listening to each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, really listening to each other. That is showing respect to each other, actually take the time to hear.
I got to wrap it up, Leslie, but the thing here, that's for all of us to remember, is we've all got to work together. Men, women, 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 men and men. We've all got to work together because, as we said in the first segment, Leslie, if America is going to be what it can be in the 21st century, it's going to depend upon Main Street, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Not Wall Street, not Washington. Okay, the website, her website, Leslie's website, is womensleadershipexchange.com. Find her book, Self Station, there. Leslie, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, great. Have a great day.
You too. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.